Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Reedy. You've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy.
Reedy, let me...
Please.
Intervene here,
please.
Liam, can you tell me what a journo's job is, per se?
A journo's job, MG, is to provide great content for us on
Okay, on so when Brent Reed from The Australian walked into our studio here...
He's one of the best.
He said to us, I've got some breaking news, boys, and I'll say it in my Reedy's News. And in the opening, he said it all about it. It was Billy Slater. Reedy, please... Take my apologies from the rush hour with MG.
I'll cut him some slack, MG, because he had his head buried in his computer. Yep. I thought he was just ignoring me and being rude.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
But at least he was actually listening.
But yep. this was Reedy's breaking news.
Hey, so Reedy, I hear there's some big news about Billy Slater.
So, Billy Slater trained today. Now, yes. He trained most of the session down in Melbourne, but at the end of that session, they decided he would be ruled out. He would not play this weekend, Billy Slater, with that hamstring problem. Now, it means by Origin 2... he will have not played for 5 weeks.
Hold on. Billy Slater's been ruled out.
Ruled out.
Wow.
Through him. Yeah, where'd that
you heard
come
it
from?
Here first.
Who saw that
you heard it here first.
That is amazing.
That is big news, though, MJ.
Well, it is. Billy's 34 now, and at fullback, you've got to be explosive. That hamstring could go at any minute, you'd think, in an Origin game, which where you've got to probably go 5 or 10% better. I don't think he's any chance of playing Origin, to be honest.
MJ, it's my understanding he's been talking to Queensland and Kevy while this has all been going on, and he's assured them he'll be fit come Origin 2. So it leaves Kevy with a big decision to make, because apparently the other male coming out of Queensland is there is a massive push to get Kalen Ponga in that team somewhere.
There has to be. It's an irresistible force at the moment. Mm. His name's Kalen Ponga. And when them kind of irresistible forces manufacture themselves in a game of rugby league, you've got to find a place for them at the highest level. And the highest level at the moment is State of Origin. Kalen Ponga, he's got to be in the 17, best 17 Queensland players in the NRL.
Is that a push coming from the playing group, Reedy, or from the people behind the scenes, the ex-players, coaches?
I think it's coming from some of the coaching staff would like him in there. Now, it's difficult because if Billy play, you would think they'll give Billy every chance to play, right? I would anticipate Kevin Walters will pick Billy Slater. So I don't know how you fit Kalen Ponga in the team, because you're not going to drop Michael Morgan. He's done the job for them for years. You're not going to drop Cameron Munster. He was probably their second best player in Origin 1.
Who about McCulloch?
Well, what move Ben Hunt to hooker?
Yeah.
Well, I reckon that's the only way you can fit him in.
But they had no penetration in our dummy half whatsoever.
It's a big ask, though, MG, to shove Ben Hunt in at hooker.
Yeah, but then Maguire can play there as well.
Yeah.
In defensive, like he's played there for Tonga. He's played there for the Broncos. I mean, they've got to come up with a team that's going to score 26 points. And the team they had in Origin 1 can't do that.
Yeah, well, the other interesting part of this is Matt Scott's the other guy who's been talked about as a potential. Well, I'm hearing Matt Scott may not play this weekend. So I reckon if he doesn't play this weekend, we can almost put a line through Matt Scott as well. So I'm not sure where that leaves their forward.
What are you hearing about? Look, there's two players that are under pressure. I think Cooper and Wallace. I don't think Wallace could play that bad again.
Well,
I'll give him another go.
I'm hearing they'll keep Wallace,
yeah.
MG. Hess is the other one I'm hearing might be in some trouble, Cohen Hess, because he's had a terrible year for the Cowboys.
He has.
And he didn't do much at Origin. So there's some speculation maybe Cohen Hess may be in a bit.
Offering Gowie in for him?
Offering Gowie would be the logical one. Jaden Sewer's
He's
around the scene too. So, but offering Gowie would seem to be next cab off the rank.
What an amazing turn of events that this time... 12 months ago, we're talking about then, you know, we just won a game and how we're going to beat the series and, you know, how our team is looking great. And now all of a sudden we're talking about the same thing as we did exactly 12 months ago.
Yeah.
The Queensland are gone. But this team looks different. This New South Wales team looks a lot different to teams gone past.
Yeah, I reckon there'd be New South Wales supporters out there who are just thinking back to this point 12 months ago and keeping a lid on it as much as they can, despite the changes, MG, as you said. So that's massive news. Billy Slater not playing for the Storm this weekend against the Knights. It's obviously put his selection for Origin 2 in doubt. Let's move back to Clubland, Reedy. Aaron Woods is the man who's been discussed. Where is he going? Will he stay at the Bulldogs? We all know about the salary cap dramas the Dogs are having. It's a fire sale at Belmore at the moment. What's the latest?
Well, this is really interesting because this basically has not progressed. I mean, Cronulla's the club that Aaron Woods is constantly being linked with, but it's my understanding there's been no talks between Cronulla, Canterbury or Aaron Woods as manager for basically 10 days or so. So you know, I would suggest from that that basically Shane Flanagan has made a decision, I'm paying this amount no more. Mm. Canterbury wanting to put in a lot more money than they're offering, and Flano's not moving. So at the moment, I don't think he'll be going to Cronulla. Apparently, there's another club in the picture. I don't know who that club is. We've heard some speculation about certain clubs. Haven't been able to firm that up. But, you know, Cronulla was the club everyone thought Aaron Woods would join. I'm not sure if that's the case right now.
Again, intriguing, isn't it? You just don't know where... I mean, these guys, like, he signed a multi-million dollar contract
for the four-year deal?
At the Doggies.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden, this in the space of 6 months, he's gone from Origin to a player basically wanting out of the team that he's just signed at. It's bizarre.
And you hear about the Kieran Foran stuff today, which, I mean,
yeah.
Look, that can't happen. They can't get a medical career and exemption for him because that's got to be a one-off injury. And this is not a one-off injury with Kieran, but you hear that as well, maybe going on behind the scenes, Woodsy, Moses.
Wow.
It's a club that's in a strange place at the moment.
Yeah, and they're taking on the Titans at Saturday afternoon at their spiritual home of Belmore.
That's a chance for them to roar.
Absolutely. Just start wrapping up, Reddy, because we've got to get to our man Robert Whittaker and the great chat we had with him this afternoon, MG. But if you had to make a call from the whisperings you hear, where will Aaron Woods be in 2019?
Well, a club that I don't know of yet. Probably won't be Canterbury. I'll try and find out for you over the weekend, but I can't wait. At the moment, it's got me stumped.
Just make sure you don't tell me before you go to
Everest. Yes, I will, yes.
Lastly, sorry. Yeah. Bellamy, what's the latest with Bellamy?
Look, I wouldn't be surprised. I know he said that he had a media conference today and he asked people to be patient, but I would not be surprised if by game time, I think they play Sunday,
yep.
if we have an announcement that Craig Bellamy is staying in Melbourne, which,
yeah,
you know, once that happens, I don't know where Brisbane go next.